From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. Water officials across the West have been negotiating a crisis on the Colorado River. Drought is putting pressure on the seven-state basin, and the nation's two largest reservoirs recently reached record lows. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkey looks at how higher elevation states are being impacted by the prospect of a drier future.
Are you kidding?
Oh my God, that is the one.
No way, that's prehistoric.
A grinning fisherman needs two hands to hold a massive lake trout on a sunny day at the Flaming Gorge Reservoir, which straddles Wyoming and Utah.
He's going. Good. That's even better.
He's standing on Jim Williams's boat. Williams has been a guide here for over 30 years and says some of the best trophy fish in the Rockies call these waters home.
I have a lot of clients over the years on the boat that on somewhere on one trip or another will say, that's the biggest fish I've ever caught in my life. There's a lot of satisfaction from that.
But this habitat has seen some drastic changes in a short amount of time. In the past 2 years, this reservoir has dropped to its lowest level since the 80s. Marinas and river channels are running dry.
Relating to the drought, there's fewer places to launch a boat. And we're going to probably lose another one this year unless we get a whole lot of water coming down. And they hold it.
One of Flaming Gorge's primary uses is storage for the rest of the Colorado River Basin. The Bureau of Reclamation oversees federal water management and released a lot of water downstream last year, about as much as a million households use per year. Williams expects more drawdowns in the near future.
If I had a young son right now that was 10 or 12 years old, I don't know that I'd want to get him really hooked on fishing, not just because of the drawdown on this lake, but this water issue we're talking about west. Why?
The releases from Flaming Gorge were primarily to prop up Lake Powell, the nation's second largest reservoir. It almost stopped creating hydropower last year because it got so low. Valerie Deppe is with the Bureau of Reclamation and says Powell's health is still a concern, despite a wet winter in the Mountain West so far.
Generally speaking, it's great that we've had this snowfall that we've had. But again, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Other upstream reservoirs like Blue Mesa in Colorado or Navajo in New Mexico have also been tapped in recent years and could be again. How to maintain Lakes Powell and Meade has been the subject of intense negotiations in recent weeks. The seven states in the Colorado River Basin, from California to Wyoming, have been asked to agree on a management plan to cut water use. But Utah State Professor Jack Schmidt says finding common ground is no easy task.
It's hard and it's messy. It's been hard and messy for more than 100 years.
Officials have recently released two different proposals. One was from the Upper Basin, plus Nevada and Arizona. It doesn't include the largest user on the river, California, and wants that state to make most of the cutbacks. Schmidt says higher elevation states propose nothing mandatory.
There's essentially no commitment to reduce consumption in the Upper Basin at all. There's a suggestion to maybe do it, but there's no commitment to do it.
States like Wyoming and Colorado say they don't consume as much as downstream places and shouldn't cut more. California, meanwhile, has its own plan that spreads out more of the conservation burden. But Schmidt says now is not the time to point fingers, especially in a snowy winter that could really improve the situation if states take full advantage of it.
Worst case is we just chug along and say, oh, we don't really have to save this year. And then what happens if this is a one-off year and next year we go back to being really dry?
He says everyone needs to do their part in the face of climate change and rapid development in the region. But a pilot program in the Upper Basin that would pay users like farmers and ranchers to conserve water has struggled to attract interest. Officials extended the deadline to apply by a month to March 1st to conduct more outreach. For now, what the Bureau of Reclamation can control is its reservoirs, like at Flaming Gorge. Recreationists like fishing guide Jim Williams understand that, but still feel powerless.
We get what's left. We are enjoying the leftovers, and if our leftovers go away, I don't know, we got to adapt.
If states can't agree on sufficient water cuts, the federal government says it will impose them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkey.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new.
On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.